the work that we do is to advocate for the poorest children in New Zealand, and we find that it is an uphill struggle often to make those children more visible. So there is a lot of good things in this budget for children, but not necessarily enough for the really worst off children. Mm. Well, the government had a huge job. It's made a good start. So a lot of deficits to plug, and we see a lot of spending in this budget, but it's only a start. There's 140,000 children underneath the lowest poverty line that the Ministry of Social Development uses. This is largely driven by high housing costs, and it means that those families are the ones that are at the food banks. They're the ones that have to go for hardship assistance. They're the ones that end up in hospital because their housing produces third world diseases for them. And when we look at this budget, yes, there is some extra spending that comes in July that will help family incomes. But because they're so far down, they're not going to get enough to lift them to what we would find as an acceptable level. There's a lot more work for government to do. We need to ease up on things like the limitations on the amount that can be earned before you start to lose assistance from the government. We need to make sure that all low-income families actually get the full Working for Families package. Currently, the very worst off families are denied $72.50 a week, and that's based on the principle that, oh, well, we'll give it to you if you're in work. But if you don't meet the hours of work, you can't have it. Well, that has just produced more poverty. It hasn't produced more people in work.